Ravi. The pasuk continues, "V'im zevach shlamim karbonoi." If a person will bring a carbon shlamim, it is called shlamim because shlamim comes from the word shalom, peace. The carbon shlamim brings peace to the world. A second pshat brought down in Rashi is that this carbon is at peace with everybody. It is at peace with the mizbeach because the mizbeach gets part of this animal. It is at peace with the kahanim because the kahanim get the chaz v'shoik, the breast, and part of the right leg. And it is also at peace with the bailim, the one bringing the carbon, because he gets the rest of the flesh of the animal. So if somebody wants to bring a carbon shlamim, im min ha-bokar hu makriv, if he is bringing it from bokar, the Torah separates the carbon shlamim into three parts: one who brings it from bokar, one who brings it from tzoin, and one who brings it from ezim goats. In Pasuk Aleph, we are discussing Imin HaBokar, if one brings it from Bokar. In Pasuk Vav, it starts the parasha of Oila, of Shlomim brought from Tzoyin. And in Pasuk Yudbeis, it speaks about a carbon Shlomim brought from Ezim, from goats. So, Imin HaBokar hu makarit. If he is bringing this carbon Shlomim from Bokar, from cattle. Im Zohar im Nekeva, it can be male or female. Although, by a carbon Oila, we said it must be a male animal, but by a carbon shlamim, you have a choice. It can be a zachar or a nekeva. Tamim, it must be complete without a mum. Yakrivenu, you shall offer it lefnei Hashem, before Hashem. V'samach yodoy al roish karbonon. The one who is bringing the carbon will lean both hands on the head of his carbon. Ushichotoy, pesach oil ma'ed. And then he will shecht it by the opening of the oil ma'ed, meaning anywhere in the azara. Although a carbon oila had to be shechted by the northern part of the mizbeach, shchitas tzofoin, a carbon shlamim does not have to be shechted there and can be shechted anywhere in the azara. Pesach oil moed. V'zorku b'nei Aharon ha-kehanim is-adom ala mizbeach saviv. And the children of Aharon ha-kehanim will sprinkle the blood on the mizbeach around it, which we said earlier by carbon oila. Whenever it says v'zorku and saviv, it means shtei matonos shehen arba, where the Kohen sprinkles the blood on one corner and hits two walls, and then goes to the diagonally opposite corner and sprinkles it again, hitting the corner and two walls. This way, Shtei Matonis, the two applications, are hitting Arba, four walls. And now the Pasuk continues to tell us which parts of the animal are brought upon the Mizbeach. V'hikriv mizevach ha-shlamim. And he brings close from the carbon shlamim, ishe l'Hashem, a fire offering to Hashem, es ha-chelev ha-machase es ha-kerev, the fats which cover the innards, ve'es kol ha-chelev asher ha-kerev, and all the fats that are on the inside. Rashi explains that there is a machloikis between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, what the pasuk means by ve'es kol ha-chelev asher ala kerev. According to Rabbi Shmuel, this is referring to the fats on the stomach, and according to Rabbi Akiva, it is referring to the fats on the small intestines. The difference between the chelev ha-machases ha-kerev and kol ha-chelev asher ala kerev is that the chelev ha-machases ha-kerev is one big piece of fat which wraps around all the insides, the innards of the animal. That's kol ha-chelev asher ala kerev is referring to small pieces of fat that are either found on the stomach or found on the small intestines. Ve'ei shtei ha-kloyos, and he also removes the two kidneys. That's ha-chelev asher alehen, and the fats which are upon them, which are upon the kidneys. He removes the two kidneys with the fats that are upon them. Asher ala ksolim, these fats are near the flanks. Ve'es ha-yoseres, and he also removes the yoseres, the diaphragm, which Rashi calls the doifen ha-mosach, the wall which acts as a partition between the liver and the lungs. He removes this yoseres, al ha-koveh, together with part of the liver, al ha-kloyes yisireno. Besides, for the kidneys, he removes the yoseres. And Rashi really tells us that the word al ha-koveh is translated in two ways. First of all, he says, ves ha-yoseres al ha-koveh, he takes the diaphragm together with part of the liver. So al ha-koveh means im ha-koveh, with part of the liver. And then Rashi explains that it means, al means milvad, besides. He removes the yoseres, the diaphragm, besides from removing the kaved, and besides from removing the kidneys, he will also remove the yoseres. Viktiru oisai b'nei Aharon ha-mizbecho, and the children of Aharon will cause it to smoke on the mizbeach, al ha-oilo, after the oila, asher ala etzim, which was placed on the wood, asher ala esh, which was on the fire, ishe reach nicheach lashem, a fire offering which will be a pleasant fragrance to Hashem. The pasuk is telling us that the carbon shlamim is brought al ha'oila, after the carbon oila. This is referring to the oilas tamid. Every day, two sheep were brought on the Mizbeach, one in the morning and one in the afternoon. And that was known as the Oilas Tamid. The Pasuk over here is telling us that no carbon is to be brought before the Oilas Tamid. That's why it is saying that the Shlamim must be brought al ha'oila after the Oilas Tamid. Oilas Tamid he taktim. The Oilas Tamid always comes first. Now let us go back on the Rashi's Pasuk Aleph. Shlamim, why is it called a carbon Shlamim? Shematilin Shalom ba'oilam. Because it puts peace in the world. Dava acher, shlamim, sheyesh bohem shalom lemizbeach, because it is at peace with the mizbeach, because the mizbeach gets a portion. Vila kahanim, and it is at peace to the kahanim, who get the chaz of a shoik. Ulebailim, and it is at peace to the owners, the ones who are bringing the carbon, because they get their portion too, the remaining flesh. And they separate all the emurim, v'eskola chelev, and all the fats that cover the innards. L'havi chelev sh'ala keva, divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says, v'eskola chelev is coming to include the fats on the stomach. Rabbi Akiva Omer, l'havi chelev sh'ala daken. It's coming to include the fats on the small intestines. And he also removes the two kidneys and the fats upon them, asher ala ksolim, that are by the flanks. Zakrashi. Shachelev shala kloyos, the fats that are by the kidneys, kishah behema chaya, when the animal is alive and is standing up, hu begoyva haksolim, it is on top of the flanks, vehem milmato, and the kidneys are below that, vizehu hachelev shetachas hamasnayim, and this is the fats that are under the loins, shekurim belaz lumblish, that is called in French lumblish, loivin hanir lamalo, the white fats that are seen above, Begoyva haksolim, up on top by the flanks, uvetachtisai habosar chayfeu, and underneath it, the bottom portion of this fat are covered by the flesh, by the basar of the behemo. Hayoseres, hu doifen hamosach, the diaphragm is the doifen hamosach, the wall that partitions between the liver and the lungs. Shekur in Ivrish, uvelashon arami. And in Aramaic, Chatzra de Kavda. It is called the Chatzra de Kavda, the courtyard of the liver. Al HaKoved, Sheyito min HaKoved imo ma'at. He takes a little bit of the liver together with the Yoseres. V'makamachu Oimer, and in another place it says, in Parashat Sav, it says, Vesa Yoseres min HaKoved. The Yoseres min HaKoved with part of the liver. So over here Rashi is saying, Al HaKoved means, im HaKoved, together with part of the liver. The next Rashi says, Al HaKoved v'Al HaKloyos. Al means levad, besides. Levad min HaKoved or levad min HaKloyos, besides for the liver and besides for the kidneys, yasiren lezu, you shall remove the yoseres, the diaphragm. So in this Rashi, Rashi seems to say that Al means besides. Rashi before says Al means im, with, and here he's saying Al means besides. Why was it necessary for the Pasuk to tell us that besides for the liver and besides for the kidneys, you shall remove the Yoseres? In the beginning of the Pasuk, it said already remove the two kidneys. So why does it have to repeat again and say that besides for the kidneys, you shall remove the Yoseres? In Sefer HaKsav HaKabbalah, he answers that you might think the only time that you will remove the Yoseres is only if you have the kidneys. Therefore, the Pasuk is saying, Al HaKloyos, besides for the kidneys, even if you lose the kidneys and you cannot be makrovid, you still set aside the Yoseres. Ayin Shom. Zot Rashi Al HaOilo, Milvad HaOilo, besides for the Oilo, you bring this carbon. Lamadu, this teaches us, Shetaktim Oilas Tamid L'chol Carbon Al HaMarocho, that the Oilas Tamid precedes any carbon on the Marocho. You first must bring the Oilas Tamid in the morning, and then you can bring other carbonis. And the pasuk continues, "V'im min hatzoin karbonoi lezevach shlamim l'Hashem." If somebody wants to bring a carbon shlamim from sheep, zachar or nekeva, again it can be male or female, tamim without a mum, yakrivenu, he will bring it as a carbon. And now the pasuk divides and goes into two different types of sheep. Im kesef hu makreves karbonoi, if he's bringing as a carbon a sheep, the pasuk is dividing sheep and goats. Because in Pasuk Yud Beis, we will see Vim Eis Karbonai, if he brings a goat as his carbon. The reason why the Torah separates sheep and goats is because by a sheep, you must bring an extra part of the animal on the Mizbeach, namely the Alya, the tail. And since Alya is only brought by sheep and not by goats, therefore the Torah divides it into two parshias. In Kesevu Makaves Karbonai, if he is bringing a shlamim from a sheep, and he shall offer it before Hashem, he makes smicha on the head of his carbon, and he shechs it in the azara, lefnei oil moed, before the oil moed, and the children of Aaron sprinkle shtayim shehen arba on the mizbeach. Then he is makriv from the carbon shlomim as a fire offering to Hashem on the mizbeach, chelboy, the best part of the animal, which is ha'alya samima, the complete tail, which can be found le'umas he'otze, above the kidneys, which give advice. Yisireno, you shall remove it. Ve'sachelav ha'machases ha'kerev, and the fats that cover the innards. Ve'skol ha'chelav ha'shar ha'kerev, and all the fats that are on the inside, which we said is either the fats of the stomach or the fats of the small intestines. Ve'ishtei ha'kloyes, and the two kidneys. Ve'sachelav ha'shar alehen, and the fats on them. Asher alaksolim, that are by the flanks. Ve'sahayiseres, and the diaphragm. Alakoved, with part of the liver. And also alakoved, besides for the liver. Alakloyes, and besides for the kidneys. Yisireno, you should take off and separate the oiseres. Ve'ktiroi ha'koyin ha'mizbecha, and the koyin will cause it to smoke on the mizbeach. Lechem ishe lashem, as a food for the fire, lashem, for the sake of Hashem. Zogt Rashi Pasuk Zayin, im kesef, if he will bring a sheep, lefi sheyesh be'imurei ha-kesef, ma she'ein be'imurei ho'ez, since one is makriv on the mizbeach by a sheep, different parts than by goats, she'akesef al yosei krevo, because by a sheep, we are makriv the tail, lekach nechleku l'shtei parshiyos. That is why the Torah divides it into two sections, into two parshiyos. Vizarku, Zok Rashi, what does it mean, Vizarku? Shtei matonei shein dalet, two applications which hit four walls. Vayidei akli, and it is done through a vessel, who zorek, he throws it onto the mizbeach. Ve'eina noisim be'etzba ela b'chatos. He only smears the blood with his finger, only by a karmen chatos, not by a karmen shlomim or oilo. Ve'ayin besifsei chachomim ois gimel, who explains why Rashi tells us this first by the karmen of shlomim brought from sheep, and not earlier by carbon shlomim brought from bakar in pasuk beis, where there also it says v'zarku b'nei aharon ha'kahanim esadom al hamizbeach soviv. Zok Rashi pasuk tes chelboy hamufcheshaboy, the best piece of meat umahuze ha'al yatmima, and this is the complete tail. Leumas ha'otze, it was removed above the kidneys. Lamalim and akloyes, the tail is above the kidneys, hayoyotzois, the kidneys that give advice. The kidneys are the part of the body associated with the power of judgment and advice. That's why they are called the kloyos hayoyotzois. Lechem ishe lashem. So Rashi, lach moishel esh, it is the food of the fire. Leshem gavaya, for the sake of the one above, for the sake of Hashem. Lechem, loshem machal, it is an expression of food. V'chein, like the pasuk says, nashchisa eitz, let us destroy the tree belachmoy with its food. Avad lechem rav, they made a big suda. L'schoik oisim lechem, for a celebration they make a suda. So we see clearly that the lashon of lechem means a meal, and when the pasuk says lechem ishe lashem, it means the food for the fire. Lashem l'shem Hashem. And the pasuk continues, if one wants to bring a shlomim from goats, v'meis karbonai, if he is bringing a carbon shlomim from goats, v'ekrivai lefnei Hashem, and he brings it close to Hashem, v'somech hasyodei al roshoi, and he makes smicha with two hands on the head of the goat, v'shochad oisi lefnei oil moed, and he shechs it in the azara before the oil moed, v'zorku b'nei Aaron esdome al mizbeach soviv, and the children of Aaron will make zrika, which is shtayim shein arba, on the mizbeach soviv. Ve'ikriv imenu karbonoi ishe l'Hashem, and he is makriv, the emurim on the mizbeach, es hachelev ha'machas es hakerev. the fats on the innards, and all the fats which are on the innards, and the two kidneys, and the fats on them, asher alaksolim, which are near the flanks, vesayeseres, and the diaphragm, al hakoved, with part of the liver. Besides for the liver, alakloyes, and besides for the kidneys, yisirena, he removes the yoseres. Viktirom, hakoyen hamizbecha, and the koyen will smoke them on the mizbeach. Lechem, as a food, ishe, for the fire, lereach nicheach, for a nachas ruach. Kol chelev lashem, all fats go on the mizbeach to Hashem. Chukas Olam, a decree forever, L'doraseichem, for your generations, B'choil Moshvaseichem, in all your dwellings, Kol Chelev V'chol Dam Loiseichelu. One is not allowed to eat Chelev, the fats of an animal, and one is not allowed to eat Dam, blood, and this is a Lav, B'chol Moshvaseichem, wherever you live. Zot Rashi Pasuk Yud Zayin, Chukas Olam, Yafa Mefurish B'Torahs Kahanim Kol HaPasuk Hazeh. This Pasuk is explained beautifully in the Torahs Kahanim. In the Torahs Kahanim, it says that when the Pasuk says Chukas Olam, a decree forever, it means that not only in the Midbar is there an Isser of Chelev and Dam, but also when you come to Eretz Yisrael. L'doraseichem, for your generations, this teaches us not only when the Beis HaMikdash is standing, but even after the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, there is an Isser of Chelev and Dam. B'chol Moshvaseichem, in all your dwellings, that teaches us, Bein Ba'oretz, Bein B'chutz La'oretz, whether you are in Eretz Yisrael, whether you are in Chutz La'oretz, there is an Isser to eat Chelev and Dam. Although the Pasuk in this Parsha does not continue to tell us what happens with the rest of the animal, we will see in Parsha Saf that the chozo and the shoik of the animal, the breast and part of the right leg, will go to the kahanim, and the rest of the flesh will be eaten by the bailim, by the ones who bring the carbon. The Baal HaTurim is medayik some differences that we find between the parsha of a shlomim that is brought from bakar, a shlomim that is brought from tzayin, and the one that is brought from ezim, from goats. If you look at Pasuk Beis, we see by the smicha on the shlomim of bakar, it says v'samach yodoy. But by tzoin in pasuk ches, it says v'samach es yodoy. And also by goats, over there also it says in pasuk yud gimel v'samach es yodoy. So why by bakar does it say v'samach yodoy, and by tzoin it says v'samach es yodoy? Baal HaTurim explains that since smicha has to be done b'chol koychoi, one must lean upon the animal with all his strength. So by bakar he's able to do that, because a bakar is a big animal. Masha'enken, by sheep, since it's smaller, he was not able to lean on it as hard. That's why the pasuk says over there, v'samach es yadoi, the es is telling us to do it a little lighter, berifyoin, in order that the sheep will be able to be seivel, will be able to take the power and the leaning of the bailim of the owners. Similarly, the Baal HaTurim says that we find by bakar, it says a lashon rabim in pasuk hey, v'iktiru oisa b'nei Aaron. Lashon rabim, the children of Aharon will smoke it on the mizbeach. Many people, but by tzoin, by sheep, we find a lashon yachid in pasuk yud aleph, v'iktiroi hakoyin hamizbecha. The koyin singular will cause it to smoke on the mizbeach. Why is bakar lashon rabim and tzoin lashon yachid? And he answers, because bakar is a big animal, therefore they needed many koyhanim. That's why it says lashon rabim. But tzoin, which was smaller, they were able to do it with one koyin, that's why it says a lashon yachid. You can also look at the Baal HaTurim, who discusses why by bakar it says im zachar im nekeva in pasuk aleph, and by sheep in pasuk vav it says zachar oy nekeva, and by goats it does not mention zachar and nekeva at all. Ayin sham. We also have to understand why by bakar it says reach nichayach in pasuk hay, by sheep it says in pasuk yud aleph lechem, and then by goats in pasuk tezayin it says both. It says lechem and also lereach nichayach. Why is there a different lashon by each one of them?